This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reservation for women in legislative bodies is the need of the hour to make Indian democracy more vibrant and participative. Expressing his thoughts in an op-ed, Mr. Modi said any delay in bringing this reservation will be deeply unfortunate. He said Parliament has been convened on the 16th of this month to discuss and pass an important bill that advances women's reservation.
एक बहुत ही सकारात्मक माहौल दिख रहा है इन्हीं विषयों को लेकर के मैंने आज अखबारों में एक लेख लिखा है मेरे अपने विचार मैंने साझा किए हैं लेकिन मैं आज आपसे आग्रह करता हूं आप इस लेख को जरूर पढ़ें औरों को भी पढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करें और हम सभी राजनीतिक दलों को प्रेरित करें उनका उत्साहवर्धन करें कि वो उमंग के साथ 16 17 18 संसद में इस विषय काम के लिए जब हम मिल रहे हैं तो इसको पारित करें और सब मिल करके इसका जश्न मनाएं
Prime Minister Modi said it is imperative that the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and the Assembly elections in various states in the coming times are conducted with women's reservation in place. He added that when women participate in administration and decision-making, they bring with them experiences and insights that enrich public discourse and improve the quality of governance. Polling is underway for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and the Union Territory of Puducherry. Voting is taking place for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala and 30 seats in Puducherry in a single phase. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. Voting across all 30 assembly constituencies in Puducherry is progressing in a festive atmosphere. We now go over live to our Puducherry correspondent Bibin S. Nath. Bibin, tell us how the polling is progressing over there.
According to the latest update from the Election Commission, the Union Territory has recorded an overall voter turnout of 37.06% so far. Among the two districts, Puducherry has registered a turnout of 37.08%, while Karaikal has recorded a slightly lower turnout of 36.96%. At the constituency level, Ayambalam has reported the highest polling at 40.97%, while Mahi has recorded the lowest turnout at 29.25% so far. Prominent personalities including Lieutenant Governor K. Kailash Nathan, Chief Minister N. Rengasamy, Legislative Assembly Speaker R. Selvam, and Leader of Opposition R. Shiva exercised their franchise in the morning. Valsa.
Right, thank you, Bibin, for all those details. Till 11 a.m., Assam recorded an overall voter turnout of 38.92%. Meanwhile, Kerala recorded 33.28% voter turnout. Meanwhile, today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal. Today is also the last day for filing of nominations for the second phase of polling in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. In Nagaland, peaceful polling is underway across all 30 polling stations for the by-election to the 28 Koridang Assembly constituency in Mokokchong district. Polling began at 7 a.m. amid heightened security arrangements and will continue till 4 p.m. The estimated voter turnout as of 11 a.m. stands at 41.06%. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today met United States Under Secretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment Michael P. Duffy at Washington in the U.S. In a social media post, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said the meeting was aimed to advance India and U.S. major defense partnership. It focused on co-production, sustainment and shared priorities in the Indo-Pacific region. Mr. Misri also met U.S. Undersecretary of Bureau of Industry and Security, Jeffrey Kessler, and U.S. Undersecretary for International Trade, William Kimmett. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading more than 0.5% lower in afternoon session. The Sensex fell 630 points to 76,933, while the Nifty dropped 139 points to 23,859 when reports last came in. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens, Kolkata, this evening at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.